Last Friday, Anchorage's new Dena'ina Convention and Civic Center hosted its first event. The sneak preview of the 215,000-foot square facility drew about 200 people, including KSKA's Len Anderson.
The promoted occasion was the hanging of Constellation, an incandescent cascade of Alaskan sea and land mammals, birds, and fish made of glowing resin. Artist Roger Helmick's artwork begins about 30 feet below the 100-foot-high atrium ceiling and descends to about 15 feet above the floor. Its half-completed status provided a backdrop for a series of speakers, including Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich, gleefully touting the nearly finished $110 million-plus project.
Today we are thrilled to announce the building is just days away. Just days away from completion.
The new Dena'ina Center has over four times the floor space of Anchorage's Egan Convention and Civic Center, built in 1984. The Dena'ina is finishing on schedule and within cost. Rather than property taxes, the construction bonds are being covered primarily by a voter-approved increase in the municipality's hotel and motel bed tax. The center's size impresses. Downstairs, at street level, there's a 50,000-square-foot exhibit hall, which can hold over 275 booths or host as many as 3,300 people for sit-down meals. The second floor features meeting rooms, and the third floor, a 25,000-square-foot ballroom. The first paid-for event occurred Saturday with a Sarah Palin for Vice President political rally. That will be followed by a series of warm-up events during the remainder of September. According to Julie Soppy, president of the Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau, next month the new facility hits full stride.
In total, 24 of 31 days in October have groups in this new facility. This includes galas, a national touring comedian, conventions, trade shows, corporate meetings, and there's even a wedding already booked in this beautiful facility.
The biggest October event, lasting 6 days, is the First Alaskans Institute's Elders and Youth Conference, followed immediately by the Alaska Federation of Natives Annual Convention. Several thousand will attend the latter, and according to Bill Dugdale, Convention Bureau Facility Manager, they'll use all the new building has to offer.
So the FN has the entire building, which they're very excited about because they had really outgrown the Egan Center. So this gives them a lot of space to hold their events. They can expand their trade show because we now have the large space on the ground floor. It's 50,000 square feet.
The first two audience rows at Friday's Dena'ina Center sneak peek were reserved for special guests, most of whom were Dena'ina, who participated in the naming of the facility and guiding its artwork. Dorothy Cook is president of the native village of Aklutna, which lies within Anchorage's municipal boundaries. Cook read from a 2006 village resolution that had urged the Anchorage Assembly to adopt Dena'ina as the center's name.
The native village of Aklutna, various other Dena'ina communities, such as Tyonek and Kenai and Kinnick, our distinguished elders and our precious youth deserve cultural respect, recognition, and a sense of belonging to the community at large.
Until the center, no municipal building in Anchorage was named in tribute to the region's first people. That tribute is found throughout the center. Each animal in Helmick's very large artwork had to receive elder approval. There'll be a 26-by-12-foot stained glass window by James Grant depicting the Dena'ina subsistence lifestyle. Meeting room artwork by Sonia Kelleher Combs and Kathleen Carroll, plus a traditional Athabascan fish trap by artist Alan Dick of Lime Village. The trap provides the logos for the new center. Every meeting room bears an Athabascan name. Even outside, a mosaic of traditional porcupine quill design graces the intersection. The official public grand opening of the Dena'ina Center occurs October 18th and 19th. The same weekend, the first trade show takes place in its exhibition hall. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.